Fun 107, Michael Gazelle and Michaela, and it's time for our South Coast Health Community Spotlight, and today we shine that spotlight on the Veterans Association of Bristol County, and the Executive Director, Ken Levesque, joins us this morning. Good morning, Ken.
Good morning. How are you?
Doing well. So, good. You know, when I first heard about the Veterans Association of Bristol County, my first thought was the VA hospital, but this is a different organization altogether.
Correct. Yeah. So it is misleading. Yes, I agree. we've been around for almost 40 years now. So we're just a nonprofit located in Fall River, helping out as many veterans as we can within the Bristol County community.
What are some things, if there's a veteran out there listening, and maybe they're having, you know, health issues or anything like that.
Yep.
What are some things that you could, that they could benefit from the organization?
So our number one program that we have would be our food insecurities, our food pantry. Mm. So we have about 25,000 pounds of food that comes in and out a month.
Wow.
Yeah. So we're serving almost between 450 to 500 veterans a month with a food pantry.
And do they go there to get it,
correct,
or do you deliver it?
Yeah, so they have to come in, they register with us, and then they're eligible every 30 days for the food pantry. I do have a separate room available with non-perishables that they can come in, you know, as often as they would like.
Mm-hmm.
And we say shop, right?
Sure.
So that's the big thing, is that program there. We do a coffee social each morning, Monday through Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
And that was started after COVID, where, you know, people were missing just being around other people, you know. So we've put that together. You know, you go back there, any given point, you've got 20, 25 veterans just kind of hanging out, just talking.
That's great.
Just socializing, you know.
And what are the age of these veterans?
So we're definitely heavy on the older crew, the Vietnam veterans.
Mm-hmm.
But we have seen an increase with the younger ones. Iraq and Afghanistan as well.
Because sometimes I think when we think about veterans, those younger veterans kind of get overlooked. Like you think veteran, you think of the guy walking around with the Vietnam hat on.
Yeah.
But there are a lot of younger veterans out there.
Yeah. And a lot of the veterans, we'll say the younger ones, they might not necessarily need food, right? Mm. Because they're out working and they're okay right now. But what they do need is maybe some mental health, right? So we have a Monday nights, we have a peer group that meets at the center. We opened it up to the first responders as well. But one of the big things that we do with the younger ones is we just try to get them together.
Mm-hmm.
So we've done, last year we did 3 kayaking trips. And I think I had 26 veterans out on the water kayaking together.
How nice.
It's pretty magical when we get out there, yeah.
I can imagine, too, that maybe they're more apt to open up during a moment like that. Maybe when another activity or something's going on and they're not just sitting in a circle staring at one another. Because, you know, you mentioned mental health. We're hearing a lot more about that over the years, plenty more than generations past, of just how important the mental aspect of it is. So the socialization, the comfortability to say just talk, just chat, make those connections, and I'm sure the feedback is tremendous.
It happens on the water. It's truly magical when we get on the water. You know, I'll never forget, we were all together. I think there was a row of us, maybe, you know, 7-8 of us, and we weren't even paddling. We were just floating down the river. Mm-hmm. And it was an organic conversation of, you know, what you did in the service and what you did in the service, and, you know, and I'm looking to the older people, you know, they're the reason why I joined the military, you know, so these are my heroes. And now here I am with them kind of floating down the river, just talking, you know,
mm-hmm.
and as well as younger ones. Now I have an Iraq veteran, you know, that I'm really close with, you know.
That's wonderful. And it's a special group, and it's a group that you really, it's hard to connect with unless you yourself have been in the service as well. So I'm sure that brings everyone together too, to say, oh my goodness, I could reference something, or I can make a point, and they will truly know.
Yeah, we get it. There's certain phrases and certain, you know, and you just pick up on those things when you have that background.
Now you've got a couple of events coming up.
So our next one is, well, we have a program, I'll tell you real quick, is we have a program called Sheroes, and that's strictly for the women veterans only.
Awesome.
We've been recognized, you know, the state level, just nobody else really recognizes the women. So we put this together, and March 1st is we're doing our big event for the women. We're going to do, I have the Deputy Secretary of Veteran Services from Boston. She's coming down to be a keynote speaker. She's a retired general. And it just gives the women to be together. Mm-hmm. You know, no boys allowed. I say no boys allowed. They let me go because I have the credit card. So, but other than that, you know, it's just their time and their space to be together.
Yeah.
So March 1st, we've got that one coming up. But our next big fundraising event that we have is May 9th. We're doing our annual golf tournament.
Yeah. Over at Swansea Country Club. I'm seeing right here on your website.
Yep.
That's a great spot for it, and it's so nice that you're providing just more opportunities for these people to come together, the chance to connect.
And that's really big. What we're seeing is a lot of the veterans are just missing that being together. You know, there are food pantries. There's a lot of food pantries. Mm-hmm. So we're not unique in that, but what we do offer is
the community,
the camaraderie of being together. Mm-hmm. That's really what they're missing, and you know, we're just trying to help with that.
And how do we find out more about the Veterans Association of Bristol County?
So we've got our website. It's thevabc.org. So thebc.org. You can go right on there and look around and see what we've got going on. You know, Holly, one of my marketing girls, she keeps up on that. Keeps that looking good for us and posting everything.
I'm on it now. It's very well done. It's entertaining. Like, there's great pictures. I love it. Yep. It's awesome.
We do cookouts at the center, you know, a few times a year. So I believe there's some pictures of that. You know, we're just trying to help. That's all. It's, you know, people ask us how or why. It's really just, we just want to help. It's really that simple, you know, for us.
Sometimes just being there makes all the difference. Yeah.
Ken Levesque, thank you so much for coming in this morning.
Thank you.
Part of our South Coast Health Community Spotlight on Fun 107.